Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Illinois truck driver faces felony charges for alleged highway assault near Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A truck driver from Illinois faces felony charges after a highway incident west of Gillette. Authorities say 32-year-old Alexander Tuttle is accused of deliberately sideswiping another vehicle with his semi-trailer, leaving it damaged and disabled. According to Cowboy State Daily, the Campbell County Attorney's Office has charged Tuttle with aggravated assault, a felony that could result to up to 10 years in prison. His case moved to district court this week with an arraignment scheduled for December 17th. Wyoming Highway Patrol Trooper Kyle Hahn investigated the November 28th hit and run. Evidence and witness statements suggest Tuttle was at fault. Witnesses reported that the semi-trailer swerved towards the white pickup twice, eventually striking it. Tuttle denies wrongdoing, claiming the pickup's driver swerved into him. However, investigators found physical evidence and witness accounts that challenge his statement. Tuttle was arrested and remains in custody. His employer stated the truck's dash camera was not activated during the incident. Wyoming sues BLM over coal leasing ban in Powder River Basin. Wyoming is taking legal action to protect coal leasing in the Powder River Basin. According to a press release from Governor Mark Gordon's office, Wyoming and Montana have filed a lawsuit against the Bureau of Land Management's Buffalo Resource Management Plan Amendment, which ends new federal coal leasing in the region. Governor Gordon criticized the decision, calling it unreasonable and claiming it disregards federal law and economic impacts, including rising electricity costs for consumers. The lawsuit argues that the amendment violates the Federal Land Policy and Management Act and the National Environmental Policy Act, ignoring concerns raised by states, industry groups, and Congress. Wyoming used coal litigation funds approved by the legislature to hire a private law firm to bolster its case. Governor Gordon emphasized the state's commitment to fighting federal overreach and defending affordable energy access. This lawsuit is one of more than 50 cases Wyoming has filed to challenge federal energy policies. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.